This is Adam. We are broadcasting from QuranicHealing.com. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Spiritual healing of body and mind through Quran. Explore practical spiritual healing inspired by the ideas in the Holy Quran. Spiritual healing and wellness is based on religious resources driven from Allah. We have a lot of new articles in the site. Under Wisdom Library, we have New Age Beliefs, Reincarnation, new article about Buddhism, Astrology, Do the Heavens Declare the Destiny of Man? Another one, Edgar Cayce, The Sleeping False Prophet of New Age, The Rise of Alternative Medicine, Temperamental Depression, The Yoga of Islamic Prayer. We have some articles under questions and answers. Is it okay learning the magic? Another one. How can we avoid sins and how can we show in sincere repentance? Ruling on fortune telling. Another one. Ruling on horoscopes. Curing magic. Hard facts about television. Under healing, we have relief through supplication, the excellence of prayer, spiritual medicine. Under that, we have Islamic medicine, daily practices, tools, recitations. We have healing prayers for the afflicted. I'd like you to experience the healing power of the Quran. This is recited by Ahmed Naina, one of the beautiful voices from Egypt, and just enjoy and relax. How beautiful, isn't it? Yeah. Also on the supplication section, God, Allah encourages us to pray. Hear what it says in the Holy Quran. When my servant asks about me, I am indeed close to them. I listen to the prayer of every supplicant. When he calls on me, let them also, with a will, listen to my call and believe in me, so that they may walk in the right way. Baqarah, verse 186. Here's my brother, you can pray like this for relief of pain and warding off the evil eye. And indeed, those who disbelieve would almost smite you with their eyes, and when they hear the reminder, and they say, indeed, he is mad, although it is nothing but a reminder. Surah Al-Qalam in the Quran, verse 51 and 52. And our prophets also encourage us to pray like this. I seek protection from you in Allah's perfect word, from every devil and every poisonous reptile and every evil eye. You want to know Islam? And let's follow Yusuf Islam from Arabic alphabet, from Quranic alphabet letters. And he's telling us his story about Islam.
Eyes for Allah, nothing but Allah. Ba is the beginning of Bismillah. Ta is for Taqwa, bewaring of Allah. And Tha is for Thawab, a reward. Ja is for Jannah, the garden of paradise. Ha is for Hajj, the blessed pilgrimage. Kha is for Khatam, the seal of the prophethood given to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Da is for Deen, al-Islam, religion with Allah since time began. Tha is for Dhikr, remembering Allah. And Ra is for the month of Ramadan. Oh, Ramadan. Zah is for Zakah, to cure our greed, when we give our money to those in need. Sa is for Salamun Alaikum, peace be with you, wa alaikum salam. Sha is for Shams, the shining sun, which Allah placed for everyone. And Sa is for Salah, for when we pray, facing Him, every day facing Him, till we meet our Lord. Allah, there's only one God, and Muhammad is His messenger. Allah, La ilaha illallah. Dha is for Duha, the morning light. The sun has turned from red to white. Dha is for Tariq, a path to walk upon. And Dha is for Dhil, a shadow. And Ah is for Ilm, the thing to know, to make our knowledge grow in Islam. Gha is for ghaib, a world unseen, and that we know is not a dream. And Fa is for the opening, Al-Fatiha. And Qah for the Quran, the book of God. And Ka is for Kalima, a word we're taught, to teach us what is good and what is not. And La is for the beginning of La ilaha illallah. Ma is for the messenger Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah, there's only one God, and Muhammad is His messenger. Allah, la ilaha illallah. Na is for known, the sleep God gave to give us rest after the day. And Ha is for the hijrah, the journey that the Prophet made. And what for wudu, before we pray, to help us wash our sins away. And Ya is for Yawmiddin. messenger Allah. La ilaha illallah. Allah, there's only one God, and Jesus was his messenger Allah. La ilaha illallah. Allah, there's only one God, and Moses was his messenger Allah. La ilaha illallah. Allah, there's only one God, and Abraham was his messenger Allah. La ilaha illallah. Allah, there's only one God, and Noah was his messenger Allah. La ilaha illallah. Allah, there's only one God, and he created Adam, and we are the children of Adam. Allah, la ilaha illallah.
We are continuing our prayers. This one is invocations for agony and depression. Don't despair of Allah's mercy. In the Quran, Az-Zumar 53 verse. Our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace be upon him, says, O Allah, I seek your protection from anxiety and sadness, and I seek your protection from helplessness and laziness, and I seek your protection from stinginess and cowardice, and I seek your protection from heavy debt and oppression of man. Now, Sheikh Muhammad Sin, he is going to be talking some important information that we as an adult, as a parent, and as a child are facing in our daily life, and what needs to be done. The topic is saving our children from hellfire, again by Sheikh Muhammad Sin.
Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home, though we are living in a world that is much advanced technologically, the world has reached its peak. Comfort and luxury surrounds every individual. Even with this very high standard of living in the modern world today, if we are to compare that with moral behavior, good conduct, as in akhlaq, then the results are shocking. Humanity has made great advancements towards technology sophistication. But when it comes to akhlaq, moral conduct, it is the absolute opposite, like a reverse process. Insaniyat, humanity, has degenerated itself. Technologically, very advanced. But when it comes to social behavior, good conduct, it is the reverse process. Absolutely behind. Insaniyat has denigrated his own position. He has plunged himself to the lowest of the low. Our children in schools, especially state schools, are given the best of education. All the subjects are taught, important subjects. Mathematics, English, sciences, physics, chemistry, biology, history, geography. When you look at the timetable, all the subjects are there. They fit in perfectly well for his future, for him to earn a lucrative living. But there is one thing fundamental that is missing. There is nothing in the system, in the curriculum, in the syllabus, where the parents can be content, where the mother and father can feel happy that the child is receiving education that will give him the highest standard in good behavior, good akhlaq. Nothing of the sort. That discipline is not taught in the school. Good behavior. In fact, a child who did not know how to swear, when he goes to school, the secondary school, within 1 or 2 weeks you will see the difference. When he comes back home, he will learn the art of swearing. He will know his timetable, 5 times 5. He will know mathematics, he will know English, he will know the grammar, he will know biology, he will know chemistry, but with all the subjects he will also learn the art of swearing, the art of smoking, how to take in drugs. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us to such an extent that even zina is performed at such a young age. And Muslims are also involved in that, no exception for the Muslims. In the schools today, everything is taught, but also corruption is there. No discipline. The teacher never says to the child that you have to respect your elders and show love to someone who is younger than you. Know that only comes in the madrasa. In the madrasa. Subhanallah al-Azim. That is why even those who are critics of madaris, they have to rub their nose on the ground and they make sure that their children go to madrasa, even though they may be critics. But they cannot do without madrasa. Madrasa is so important, a vital component. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Thus we see people qualified as professional people. They come out with A-levels, degrees, professional people having good jobs, good posts everywhere. But that is all they are good at. When it comes to moral behavior, when it comes to akhlaq, they stand on ground zero. Where do they stand? On ground zero. Absolutely nothing when it comes to moral behavior. They have no idea what is akhlaq. They are professionals in their own field. They are professionals, they know exactly what they are talking about. But when it comes to akhlaq, good conduct, they are standing on ground zero. Nothing. Nothing of the sort. Subhanallah al-Azim. A typical example is the things that affect us Muslims that we live in the modern world in Europe today. Wherever you hear this right-wing extreme party movement like in France, and recently even in Holland, when the leader of the right-wing extreme party was assassinated, he openly declared anti-immigrant, in fact not anti-immigrant, anti-Muslim. As simple as that. Nothing to hide. It's all blown up in the newspapers. I'm just relating to you what's in the media. Anti-immigrant, anti-Muslim. A qualified person. You don't become a leader of the party just like that. Allahu Akbar. You have to have education to have that position, that post. Anti-immigrant, anti-Muslim, a lot of Muslims, Arab Muslims, live in Brussels, in Holland. I read an article in the newspaper, Brussels as the capital of Europe, 50% of the children born in the capital of Europe, Brussels, are Muslims. Say, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. 50%. Alhamdulillah. And Holland's not very far from there. A good, strong Muslim community is there. When the journalist put a question forward to him that how can you say that Muslims are a backward society, Muslims are like a thorn to democracy, to a liberal society. In simple words, what he said was that Islam is a thorn to a liberal society. Why? Because Islam denounces the practice of homosexuality. That is why Islam is a thorn. Muslims are a thorn to a liberal society. In a democracy, there is no space for a Muslim. Like the words that we hear, you are either with them or you are either with us. And he himself, that leader who was assassinated, he openly declared himself to be a gay, a homosexual. Which is one of the signs of Qiyamah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, before the last hour, a lot of people, Allahu Akbar, will go so low, that they will, Allahu Akbar, sodomize even with animals, let alone human beings. Sign of the Qiyamah, last hour. And we are hearing that today, the lowest of the low, insan. Qualifications are there. Doktor, judge, doctors, professional people. But ethics, moral behavior, akhlaq, conduct, nothing, zero. And he said, because Islam denounces the practice of homosexuality, that is one of the reasons why I am anti-Muslim, because he himself was a gay. Lesbianism and homosexuality will be prevalent before the time when the malaika will blow in the trumpet. Even Muslims, unfortunately, are involved in this sin, Allahu Akbar. Shameful as it is to sit on the minbar and to utter words like that, but Allahu Akbar, Islam and Allah gives me the permission, because that sin is even mentioned in the Quran. Even Muslims are involved. Why? Delaying in marriage. Hamara chokro doctor bani jaise 25 shaadi karawa. 35 years, 30 year old he is, 27. His only roommates are his male friends. And Allahu Akbar Kabira, what happens? Shock of the life. But that is not my subject, not my topic. When you look at Islam, the greatest emphasis is given to good conduct. Compare a university, and I'm not saying astaghfirullah ilazim that we should not take in secular subjects and study and become professional people. No, the only way to be successful in this country is to integrate in the society. We cannot isolate ourselves only to our own community. But with that integration, we have to make sure that the level of Iman is strong and firm. That is very important. And Alhamdulillah, a typical example I can give you is when in Masjid Umar here, in our madrasa, the kitabs that are taught, when we talk on the subject of akhlaq, mathematics, all the subjects are taught in schools, fine. But when it comes to discipline, what discipline? That is why the young boy studying in the university has the courage to say to his father, "Hey, Papa, chill out, man, chill out." What does he say? "Papa, chill out, don't worry, chill out," to his father. And when he's talking to his friends, he will say, "Oh, my old lady said that and my old man said that." That's normal. Everyone knows that. My old lady and my old man. As if he is not going to reach that age. Allahu Akbar. The very first page when you open up the kitabs taught in the madrasa, is a hadith book here, the child has to memorize this hadith. A lot of us are critics of the madrasa, never satisfied. And in the world today, this system is there to abolish the system of madrasa. The most powerful system is madrasa. Powerful system. Wherever madaris are established, Iman and Islam is very, very strong. When we compare the two countries, France and England, in England we have this strong system. Why? Because of madrasa. In France we don't have that. It's there. When you look at the population, there are more Muslims in France. But compare that to England, we have this system. We have a foundation. We have madaris, we have Darul Uloom, where the production continues and continues and continues. The first hadith, the child, a seven-year-old, a six-year-old child, the ustaz will teach him, خَيْرُ النَّاسِ أَنْفَعُهُمْ لِلنَّاسِ. And the translation of the hadith is, the best person is one who benefits other people. Is terrorism taught in madrasa? Does it talk about the best person is one who benefits only Muslims? No. What did Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? And randomly, I just opened this very first page. I did not have the time. I just went down in the office, took the kitab. This kitab came in my hands, and this is the first page. Hadith number one. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's beautiful words. The best person is one who benefits other people. Islam works around akhlaq. You are judged by your good character. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in the hadith, إِنَّ الرَّجُلَ لَيُدْرِكَ بِحُسْنِ خُلُقِهِ دَرَجَاتُ قَائِمِ اللَّيْلِ وَصَائِمِ النَّهَارِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ صَلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. That a person achieves through his good character the lofty position of that individual, like that person who has fasted during the daytime for his entire life and who stayed awake in the night, the entire night, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the reward given to that individual who works hard in achieving the akhlaq of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, good conduct. Good conduct only comes through divine knowledge. Divine knowledge is seeking guidance from the Quran and hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And let me make it clear, please. When I am talking on the subject of Quran and hadith, no way am I disparaging secular education or other subjects. Even my children go to school, even your children go to school. It is important. Both the education is important. But the foundation should be strong. Foundation should be strong. The mentality we Muslims have today is that, oh mashallah, my son has completed the Quran, so he qualifies now to leave the madrasa. Or if the ustaz gives the child 5 lines or 6 lines, the mother or father will want to complain, Mauli Sahab, if you give him 5 lines, 6 lines, how is my son going to complete the Quran? The completion of the Quran is not the aim. To read the Quran with makhraj, with tajweed, that is the goal, that is important. Allahu Akbar. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that the Muslim, he is a talib ilm all the way for the entire duration of his life. He does not, when he leaves madrasa, that is not the end of it. You don't put a full stop there. That is just the beginning. Just the beginning. We have access to the Quran, understanding the Quran. We have programs, Allahu Akbar. We have programs in the masajid. But it's incredible sometimes when I sit here in the masjid myself and Sheikh Dawood when the tafsir is being done. And when I look at all the brothers here, majority of the people who sit are those people for whom this masjid is not a local masjid. They come from the other masajid. And it's incredible. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to bless anyone, He does it that way. Majority of the people are those who come from different masjids. And that must be the same case for the other people. That zeal of understanding or taking in Islamic education is not there anymore. We will want to watch the latest film that comes out. We will go to watch films, English films, everything that is latest. Anything new, we want that. But when it comes to the Quran and Hadith, Allahu Akbar Kabira, we trivialize with that. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu was salam was passing by. He was a great prophet, a prophet who moved around. He did not have a base where he stayed there permanently. He was there on the move all the time with his companions, with the Hawariyin. Whilst walking, he saw a grave, and the miracle of the mu'ajiza of Isa alayhi salam is that when he saw that person resting in the grave, he was being punished. Azabe kabar mein wo mubtalat. Looking at that grave, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa salam continued. After a few days when he came back, passing from that same area, what he witnessed was the azabe kamar was removed, and all of a sudden that area where that man was resting, that kabar has become now the garden of Jannat. He prayed 2 rakat nafal, and he said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, all of a sudden, in the first instance when I passed from this qabr, he was being punished, and now all of a sudden, mashallah, the grave has become Jannat, paradise for him. What is the reason? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, O Isa, this man, he led a sinful life, never obedient, never performed his salah. And when he died, the wife was pregnant. The wife gave birth to a child. The mother nurtured the child in the Islamic way, though it was not the Sharia of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but Islam starts from Adam alayhi salam, the oldest religion. Sharia changes. And today is the first day that the mother took the child to the madrasa, and the child uttered with his own mouth and own tongue, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allah said to Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, I am ashamed to punish anyone whose son today for the first time is taking my name, and his father is being punished in the grave. Because of his son, I am lifting away the azab al kabar from him. Inna Allah la yuhibbu kullu mukhtalin fakhur. Oh my son, Allah does not like that person who is full of pride, someone who is braggadocious, someone who wants to boast. Allah does not like them. Waqsid fi mashyik. Even when you are walking, walk in a moderate pace. Waghdud min sawtik. And when you speak, make sure the tone of your voice is low. Inna ankara al-aswati la sawt al-hamir. The worst of noises in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the braying of the donkey. Allahu Akbar. Look at the teachings, the guidance of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave this valuable gift to his one child. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the father, have you given all your children the same gift? The companion said, Na'man bin Bashir. He says, O Prophet of Allah, no, I haven't given all the children the same gift. He said, be careful of the duty that Allah has laid upon you. Be careful. Make sure you do justice with all your children. Even selecting the right bride for your child, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in the hadith, make sure, no matter how beautiful a woman is, if she is low in character, low in her moral behavior, then don't give your son in marriage with that lady. In the hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that if a woman associates herself with those ladies who have ill character and bad temper, Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, it is better for your son not to marry her. Subhanallah al-azim. Hazrat Hussein bin Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was standing, a man came to him, he said, "Oh, grandson of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have a beautiful daughter, who should I marry her to?" Hazrat Hussein, the son of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that, "Marry her to someone who is a muttaqi, not someone who has a very healthy bank balance. Marry her to someone who is a muttaqi, not someone who looks good. Not someone who speaks your same language, no. The first thing should be that he should be muttaqi." And a beautiful logical reason is given. He said that if that person is muttaqi, if he loves your daughter, then your daughter will be treated well. In the other example, if he does not love your daughter, then subhanallah al-azim, because of his taqwa, he will still do justice with your daughter. That is why it is better to give your daughter to a person who is muttaqi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us the tawfiq. That is why Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an gave his daughter in the hands of Hazrat Umar Farooq. Allahu Akbar. The subject, this mawzu is an incomplete mawzu. Maybe inshallah after 2 weeks we can continue on this subject. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Praying to one God. This is Islam.
Let's continue our prayers. Invocations for protection. O Allah, I seek refuge with you from laziness and geriatric old age, from all kinds of sins and from being in debt, from the afflictions of the fire and from the punishments of the fire, and from the evil of the affliction of wealth, and I seek refuge from the affliction of poverty. O Allah, I seek refuge from you, with you from my house falling on me. I seek refuge with you from falling into an abyss. I seek refuge with you from drowning, burning. I seek refuge with you from devil harming me at the time of my death. I seek refuge with you from dying in your path while retreating. And I seek refuge with you from dying of the string of poisonous creature. Amin. May God accept our prayers. Okay, it is almost at the end of the program, and we wish you a pleasant life and a week. We will be with you shortly in upcoming programs. Please download our podcast frequently. We have a lot of new articles on our website. Also, if you need the hard copy of the articles or the MP3 versions of the programmings and lots of more, you can request a CD by sending us an email to info@QuranicHealing.com, and we will rush the CD to you free of charge. Thank you for listening. Also, a reminder, if you need the transcripts of this programming and more, you can visit our podcast website and download from there too. Assalamu alaikum.